Tyrion had a morbid fascination with dragons. When he had first come to King's Landing for his sister's wedding to Robert Baratheon, he had made it a point to seek out the dragon skulls that had hung on the walls of Targaryen's throne room. King Robert had replaced them with banners and tapestries, but Tyrion had persisted until he found the skulls in a dank cellar where they had been stored. He had expected to find them impressive, perhaps even frightening. He had not thought to find them beautiful. Yet they were, as black as onyx, polished smooth, so the bone seemed to shimmer in the light of his torch. They liked the fire, he sensed. He thrust the torch into the mouth of one of the larger skulls, and made the shadows leap and dance on the wall behind him. The teeth were long, curving knives of black diamond. The flame of the torch was nothing to them. They had bathed in the heat of far greater fires. When he had moved away, Tyrion could have sworn that the beast's empty eye sockets had watched him go. There were 19 skulls. The oldest was more than 3,000 years old, the youngest a mere century and a half. The most recent were also the smallest. A match pair no bigger than mastiff skulls, and utterly misshapen. All that remained of the last two hatchlings born on Dragonstone. They were the last of the Targaryen dragons. Perhaps the last dragons anywhere. And they had not lived very long.